This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver will pay $2.3 million to a man who lost an eye after police shot him with pepper balls during 2020 protests. Jack Feldman was in the vicinity of a protest, but not a participant, according to his lawyer. Last year, Denver paid more than $9 million in similar claims. A candidate for Colorado's 4th Congressional District is on probation from a DUI incident. CPR's Bent to Berkland reports Republican State Representative Mike Lynch was charged in 2022 for speeding, driving under the influence, and being in possession of a firearm while intoxicated.
Lynch told CPR News that it was obviously a bad choice, that he made a mistake and he's learned from it. He also said he's quit drinking and is glad to no longer have alcohol in his life. Lynch has been minority leader since late 2022 and announced his bid for Colorado's 4th congressional seat earlier this month to replace Republican Congressman Ken Buck, who's not seeking re-election. Lynch is still on probation and is not allowed to have a weapon until June of this year. He was required to do 120 hours of community service, which he said he's almost completed. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This year's Puppy Bowl includes a furry face from Colorado. Chili is a Boston Terrier Chihuahua mix. She was adopted from the Humane Society in Colorado Springs, and she's making her big break on February 11th. That's the same day as the Super Bowl. Thank you so much for listening to CPR News. It's 5:06.